Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Did you happen to hear the last segment that we did?
No, I heard the beginning of your show today when Matt was talking about the frustrations over the dishwasher. And that's my kind of sports radio right there. But no, what did you guys talk about in the last segment?
Jason Leisure.
Am I understanding correctly that Mark Rohde came sprinting in with false news that I'd never heard of from a website that no one was familiar with?
That's right.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
And you never know what's going to happen when Jason Leisure is on the radio.
Might catch a stray.
You might
catch a stray.
You've always got to be ready. We are ready out here. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show on The Score. We are live at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst, conveniently enough on the first day of the U.S. Open. Good to see a bunch of people out here having a good time. I am Mark Rohde. Rami Makhlouf is here as well as we fill in for the regular afternoon show here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And now joining us is that guy. Joining us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Jason Leisure of the Chicago Sun-Times. He covers the Chicago Bears mostly and other things as well. Download the Circa Sports app today. Mr. Leisure, how are you, sir?
What's going on, guys? Hey, Rami, I got to give you some advice just so you're aware of this.
Yeah.
When Mark talks about, you know, you might catch a stray, if that stray is directed at Grody, so if you say something about Mark Grody on these airwaves at any time, 24/7, he will hear it.
That's right.
I believe you.
He will right. know.
I believe you.
Okay.
Always listening.
Always. Yeah, you know
all
that.
Knowing, always listening.
There was an update or an appearance that you did recently, Mr. Leisure, and I can't. Something came up about the beat. My name might have been inserted. And, of course, I text you, and you said something to the effect of, I knew I would be hearing from you today.
Well, if you ever hear me, I'm joking around because I only joke around with people I like. I don't make jokes and play around with people I don't know or don't like. I have a question for you, Grody, since you are on a remote today.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess I am, too. I'm coming to you guys from my hotel room in Atlanta. Anna,
oh,
as
how
I
you
finish
doing,
up my,
looks like a nice room.
It is. I'm at the Starling in Midtown Atlanta. It's very
Ooh.
Nice. I am
oh, there
finishing
is.
Up. I'm oh, finishing up my last few days of filling in on the Sky Beat, which
oh,
will
nice.
I will. I have like 4 days or 5 days left, and then I'm back to my normal thing. Bears 24/7 all the time. But my question for you is, I want to know if there has ever been an elaborate or odd setup that you have used to be able to work from the road. And I'll give you a second to think while I explain mine, because I've had to do this a ton for doing TV and radio and things like that over the years. Like right now, I've got my laptop set up with the camera so you guys can see me. I've got that on top of the ice bucket. I've got the mic so that it is at the right height for me to talk into on one of these short Pringles cans that you can't see. You can't see on the Twitch, but it's holding the mic in just the right spot. So what is the weirdest or most elaborate setup you've ever had to concoct, Mark, to work from the road?
Man, I don't know if I've had anything where it was like a total MacGyver setup. I mean, I picture myself, for some reason, I'm picturing myself in good old Bourbonnais. You did Bourbonnais, right, Jason? You had at least
one
year.
My first year on the Bears beat was their last year in Bourbonnais.
Yeah, because I had a dorm. I was staying in the dorm. I don't think you guys were in the hotels. I was doing sidelines at that time, so I got to stay in a dorm room, and I had no furniture, nothing at all. So
fun.
I just remember having to stack things up to set up a good like mic stand for myself, just so I could broadcast comfortably. But nothing like necessarily comes to mind like that specific.
I mean,
though.
Our setup out here, Jason, sounds like what you're describing. We have a big Jack Daniels barrel right in front of us with a black box that holds electrical equipment sitting on top of that, and then what I think is Alex Kuhn's phone on a tripod sitting on top of that, giving you the video feed of this show.
But it doesn't show on the screen, and that's the thing, is it can't show.
Exactly.
It's all this stuff literally behind the scenes, behind the camera. And when I had a regular TV job at Stadium, it was really difficult because all of the visual of that is a lot bigger deal than it is coming on the radio, even with Twitch. Like, you've got to get the lighting right, so you're taking apart hotel furniture and the lamp. You're taking the lampshade off the lamp and putting that in the right place so you get exactly the right lighting. You've got something stacked on top of something to be able to get the camera at the right height, and nobody can know. That's the thing, is nobody can see it. You have to make it so that you look right on the screen and nobody can see whatever is going on to make it that way.
Well, you look good. Your setup
is
excellent.
The lighting is great.
The lighting is great. You're just shining right now. And knowing that you are covering the sky, that you've been on some other assignments, and I know you'll be full force back on the Bears, so I take that into account. You, like me, I have not been to every single OTA or everything that the Bears have done in the offseason. I've certainly been to several, and I know you have too. But let me just ask you this to start, Jason. How do you feel about the team right now relative to how you felt about the team last year at this time?
Better. And I felt pretty good about them last year. But, Mark, part of my view of them last year at this time, as they were wrapping up and heading into that 5-6 week break, is if you look at the core people of the organization, how do you feel about them? And you felt good about Kevin Warren. You felt good about Ryan Poles. If you remember, Ryan Poles' popularity and approval rating in Chicago was at an all-time high a year ago. And you felt, if you skip down one, you felt good about Caleb. But if you go back up, that was the issue. If you look at head coach, that was where you're like, man, everything looks good here, except I'm not sure about that. And there was some optimism. Matt Eberflus had not been written off yet. But the improved opinion that I have of the Bears right now as opposed to a year ago is that I feel way better about Ben Johnson before he has ever even coached a game, that he knows what he's doing as a strategist and as a manager of the team.
Should we feel good about Ryan Poles, though? I mean, we are heading into year four.
I think so. I mean, but not perfect. I mean, it's never all good or all bad. Ryan Poles has had some big whiffs. But he's fresh off going and getting exactly the head coach that not only you guys and everybody else in Chicago wanted, but the whole league has wanted for the last few years. He has delivered you the quarterback that everybody wanted and the head coach that everybody wanted. If you or any person listening to this had sat and made an offseason checklist for Ryan Poles, he's pretty much done it. So he has enough good. He has enough on the correct side of the good side of his ledger for me that that I think that there should be confidence and you should feel good about Ryan Poles running things.
Yeah, I mean, and let's head along that same path of it should be better, it should look better. What, how's that going to be measured this year in training camp and even into the season, Jason, in terms of it's a new regime, but the urgency to win is there too. So how much patience should there be in what this Ben Johnson experiment is going to eventually look like?
It cut out a little bit. Can you guys hear me?
Gotcha.
Yeah, we got you.
Did you hear me?
I think I got the gist of your question. Is how, basically to the effect of, you know, how will you measure whether it's going well? How much patience there'll be?
Yeah. With a first year okay. head coach, exactly. How do you measure? What should we expect? And how much patience should we have? Even though the Bears should be winning right now.
Yeah, I mean, did we learn our lesson last year with Caleb Williams or not? There wasn't a lot of patience for him because there was this expectation that he was ready to go, that he was going to be the most polished draft pick, quarterback drafted in years and would be ready to go. And then he played like a rookie. And Ben Johnson, as much as everybody likes him and has wanted him around the league, he's never coached a game. So there will be a learning curve for him as well. But it's a little bit similar to the dynamic of expectations and being realistic for last year, where normally with a first year head coach, you would want to measure your expectations. You would want to say, hey, let's rein this in. Let's give him the time that he needs. But you also have a roster that isn't like that. You have a roster that has been assembled to win now. And we are already at the point where it is time to talk about Caleb Williams and the rookie quarterback contract window, where you only get so many shots where you're paying your starting quarterback this little and you have the extra to spend everywhere else. And a lot of the star quarterbacks in the league have either won their first championship or put themselves very much in the mix for a championship within that rookie contract window because of the flexibility that it allows the GM at all of the rest of the roster.
We saw Nick Chubb and J.K. Dobbins land in their new destinations this week. I think that pretty much closes the book on veteran running backs of note that are out there on the market. Are you surprised the Bears didn't address that position?
Yes and no, because there's a reason those guys are still available. Those are not going to be game changers for you. I don't think they're going to be game changers for the teams that they signed with. The Bears are just as well off probably trying to develop Roschon Johnson and Kyle, how do you pronounce that name?
Manon guy. Did we lose Jason again?
I think he dropped out.
I'm here. Guy. Oh, there you are.
Manon guy.
Yeah.
Kyle Manon guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, Jason, did we lose Jason? I think we've lost Jason.
I'm here.
There you are.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah, see, the problem is that we were bragging so much about your deluxe setup.
Great
and
setup.
Now it has just gone amiss, I tell you.
It's got everything but the Wi-Fi. Just like 2 years ago when the Bears had everything but the winning.
You were saying about Manungai, or not saying, as it were. Should we just take it from here? I think we'll just take it from here. That was Jason Leisure.
This is going great.
Jason Leisure from the Chicago Sun-Times.
He shouldn't have brought up the setup. He shouldn't have mentioned how much work he put into getting set up there in the hotel room.
He sabotaged it. So basically,
I'm going to point the thumb, guys. This one's on me today because Jason texted me this morning. He's like, hey, the Odyssey station in Atlanta is not far from where I'm staying. And he's like, should I go there and do the hit? And I said, look, you've been doing a lot of these hits from the hotel, from the road. You're fine. No need to go to an Odyssey shop. This is totally on me because I thought we would be good with the hotel Wi-Fi there.
He jinxed his own segment. It's okay, though.
Yeah, he did. But you were saying basically what was being said there at that last question. I can sum it up.
Yeah.
Rami Makhlouf hates the Bears running backs room.
I don't love it. I don't know if I'd go as far as hate.
Hate. Say it.
I hate it.
Say it.
I hate it, Grody. I hate it. Yeah.
I love when we, because hate is just a devastating
strong
word.
Word.
It really
strong
is.
Word.
And
yeah.
Some people can handle using that word casually. I can't really either, but I like to place it on other people.
Sure.
To hate.
Yeah.
Like, it's very hard to come to that conclusion, but your hate, I feel the force is deep within you. I feel your hate.
No,
in, Rami
in all seriousness, I wouldn't. I'll throw around the word hate. I don't mind throwing around the word.
But
hate.
he sounded like he was cool. Like he likes Manungai. I mean, I think that's what he was saying.
To me, their running back situation seems serviceable right
yeah,
now. Like DeAndre Swift and the depth chart behind him seems serviceable. I wanted more than serviceable. I wanted a playmaker or a difference maker back there. I was all in on the Ashton Jeanty train. I was intrigued by Nick Chubb. I was intrigued by a J.K. Dobbins. I think with what they have now, it's serviceable. You might get like replacement level production from the running back position this year.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I do look at DeAndre Swift. It really is what he is at this point, and that is, you know, a decent running back in the NFL.
Yeah, solid.
Never been somebody. Maybe he's underachieved a little bit, like relative to what you would think his skill sets are. Like he's explosive, but not consistently. Obviously, and last year was a tough year for him. So I do think that, you know, some of this is, I'm just saying this, like, Ben Johnson has to be a difference maker at some positions. You're not going to have slam dunks everywhere.
Yep.
And I look at, and we know that he left on Ben Johnson's watch. Like, so Ben Johnson may have had input in saying we can do better than DeAndre Swift when they were both in Detroit.
Right.
So we can go at it with that kind of intelligence. But guess what? Ben Johnson is the most highly decorated Bears head coach in terms of salary that we've ever seen, one of the top in the NFL. Like, at some point in time, you have to say, you need to make this guy better. Make this mediocre running back room better than it actually is.
Right.
And I think that that's a fair responsibility to put on somebody like Ben Johnson.
He's going to have to do that at some positions. You're not, and especially in his first year, you're not going to address every need or every hole or every piece that he wants to run the offense the way that he wants to run it. You're not gonna do all of that in one off season. So I'm not totally surprised, or as you said, I don't hate the backfield. I just don't love it.
I gotcha. It's not exciting.
It's underwhelming.
It's really. Well, we were talking about this yesterday. Like, I don't remember the last time the Bears had a difference maker running back, like that guy that could hit the home run. I mean, it's been like, you go back, like just like flipping through, like people want to say David Montgomery, but that was not a difference making, you know, home run hitter of a run. He was a good running back for the Bears, and that's what he is, frankly, in Detroit, a good running back, not a great one. But you had Jordan Howard that year in 2018. But I guess the answer is, and I think it was Ann Heron who mentioned it first, is Tariq Cohen. But then you think about him, he was a running back, but he was definitely put in very specific spots.
Yeah, like a gadget guy.
To some degree. I wouldn't go so far as to call him a gadget guy, but it's been a while since the
Matt
Bears
Forte?
Have had. I mean, that probably, like in terms of legitimate, like that was a well-rounded big-time running back, no doubt about it. So it might be Matt Forte. Man,
yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that probably is the – oh, and guess who I saw at one of the OTAs that I went to?
Orville Overall?
No, no, he's right over there, though. What's up, Orville? dead Orville. We've got a zombie up at the bar. We're also keeping track of Bill Wennington. Oh, there he is. He's over there talking to
not a zombie yet.
Yeah, talking to – I saw a star of HBO Hard Knocks last year. We're talking about the running backs. There he was, back from his injury. Ian Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen.
People
out
love
there
that
just
guy.
Scooting around out there, just running around with the hair flapping. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ian Wheeler is back. When we return, when we come back to the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, that's where we are, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst, we're going to talk more Bears and specifically the most important players on the Chicago Bears offense. We are going to discuss that next. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show with me, Mark Rohde, and him, Rami Makhlouf, on the score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Really, with Colson, it starts with the person more so than the player. Listening, and I love the tape. I love everything about the tape. But when you get to know him as a man, it's really intriguing. It's who we want to be going forward, in my opinion.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst, the first day of the U.S. Open. It's going down out here. You can download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your existing Circa Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500 and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. And we're talking about the Chicago Bears, and specifically Rami Makhlouf, a guy that gets everybody kind of excited, as he should, is the Bears' first-round draft pick this year. That would be Colston Loveland, the content of the cut that you just heard. Of course, Colston Loveland has not practiced or participated in any way, shape, or form in the physical way in the offseason program because of a shoulder injury. Word is that he will be good to go once training camp starts. I will believe it when I see it, and I will become more hopeful at that moment. And maybe even more so, it becomes even more important after yesterday hearing from Jake Butt of the Chicago Sports Network. He is also of the Big Ten Network, and talking about of course we know that this guy is important to the Bears. I didn't realize he was as important as at least Jake Butt was telling us yesterday on the Score.
I think this was a slam dunk pick by the Chicago Bears. I mean, Colston is a guy, when you watch his film, it's you can just hit copy and paste it and move it to the NFL. So you can go a little bit of history here. Sam Laporta was drafted by the Detroit Lions out of Iowa, averaged 73 receptions a year over his first 2 years. And there's a ton of parallels from Sam Laporta's film at Iowa to Colston's film at Michigan last year. We know Iowa historically, and I apologize to say this, Ant, but I think you'd agree. Iowa struggles offensively. They had no weapons. They had no quarterback.
How dare you, sir?
Suck offensively.
Here, guys. But what? And I called some of these games. You know what Iowa had to do was they lined up Sam Laporta as a solo receiver, as an inline tight end, off ball. He lined up as the fullback, all over the place. And of course, both these guys are talented. But I say that because some tight ends struggle to make the transition to the NFL, and a big reason is the playbook. There's so much on your plate. You have to know the offensive line's duties, your duties, the wide receiver's duties. Laporta was able to do that in college, and then he did it in the NFL as a rookie. Colston did that exact same thing last year for Michigan. He was their only weapon. They lined him up all over the field. Ben Johnson is rubbing his hands together like a mad scientist saying, once this guy is healthy, he might be their number two target this fall. Even considering all the wide receivers, he could be as good as their number two target behind DJ.
Number two. Number two.
Here I am. Okay. Thank you, somebody. Oh, yes. I found that to be startling. That he could, I love the idea and I get it, but Colston Loveland as your number two target this year, and I'm not even taking into account the injury thing. What do you think when you hear that?
I was listening when he said that, and I started to think about it. And at first, it took me aback as it did you, Grody. And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, okay, so DJ Moore. He's number one. I'm assuming that's the assumption.
That is, yes. I did go back, and okay. that was in one of the follow-ups that I went back, and he said, yeah, of course, DJ Moore, 98 catches, 966 yards, and 6 touchdowns last year.
And then after that, I mean, it could be Colston Loveland. It could be, I mean, you just used a first-round pick last year on Roma Dunze, Roma Dunze.
That's where I think all of this suddenly is becoming more difficult than I thought it would be, and I get it, embarrassment of riches and all of that kind of stuff, but it does get kind of complicated when you start to put it together, because I agree. DJ Moore, I think we probably can all agree on, and people listening as well, I would imagine we can agree that DJ Moore still, even though it took a while to get things cooking last year and the chemistry didn't seem perfect, a lot of the time it felt like it still feels like to be successful, in order for the Bears to be successful, that DJ Moore probably has to be the most targeted Bears player on the team. Last year, the second most targeted guy or the biggest numbers last year were Keenan Allen, actually, who had 70 catches for 744 yards and 7 touchdowns. And then you have Roma Dunze, and I guess that's what I'm thinking is, like, we've skipped right past Roma Dunze. Like, has he actually been passed up by Colston Loveland? I get it. This is one person's, albeit educated, but it is their opinion on this player. But we've sort of moved right past him. And then there's Luther Burden as well. Like, where is he? Where does he fit in? Is he the new Roma Dunze? Is he the new Keenan Allen? Maybe, I guess, would be the better comp right there. But it just, all for the first time hearing that, it got complicated in my head exactly how the ball is going to be dispersed.
I would like it to be Roma Dunze when talking about who's going to be the second most targeted guy, because he had a solid rookie season. I don't take major issue with the season that Roma Dunze, especially given the context of the situation that he was in, the mess that Shane Waldron was as an offensive coordinator, the mess that the Bears were in losing 10 straight and all the problems with their offense. He had a solid season for a rookie, but I would really like to see Roma Dunze take a leap in year two. And you were just talking a second ago about the fact that Ben Johnson is going to have to make some guys better players. If you can take, you know, the raw product that is Roma Dunze and add in the magic that is Ben Johnson or whatever he can do with an offense or a particular weapon on offense, I feel like we should see more, maybe a lot more, out of Rome Odunze in year two. This is a guy who was drafted top 10, and I know Colston Loveland was as well, but Rome Odunze was drafted top 10 a year ago. And often in the NFL, where you see the biggest leap, the most development, is in that year one, from year one to year two. I don't want to say it would be a red flag by any means if we didn't see a jump from Rome Odunze, but just to make that pick worth it, a top 10 pick that you used on a wide receiver, I'd really like to see that leap in year two and see him be the second, if not the number one target and number one weapon in Ben Johnson's offense. Because a top 10 wide receiver, I don't want to say you have to be Justin Jefferson, but you should be pretty special in this league if you were taken at that position in the top 10.
Yeah, you should be. You should have 1,000-yard seasons. And look, again, I just gave you the numbers. Honestly, when you look at the numbers of Rome Odunze last year, 54 catches, 734 yards, and 3 touchdowns, it didn't feel that good, actually.
No,
it didn't even feel that good. Didn't. And you do have to take in mind, like, you have to augment in your mind a little bit for the 17-game season. So if that's a 16-game season, that's 634 yards, then it feels more mediocre. It just felt like I wouldn't, like, if I had asked at the top of my head, like, after the season ended, how many yards, if I wasn't tracking stats,
right,
I would have guessed he probably had 500 or 600 yards. That's the way the season felt for him. It felt sort of, again, at times, chemistry issues with Caleb Williams. It's not that, like, there weren't some really nice plays by him, but it wasn't quite there yet for Rome.
And it wasn't like I wasn't watching Rome Odunze and going, something's amiss.
Something's
not there with this guy. I was watching and going, man, they've got to figure out a way to get him more involved. It was more of a Bears thing than it was a Rome Odunze thing. And watching last year and sort of having that feeling of, we should be getting more out of this guy. And it wasn't that he wasn't bringing it to the table. It was that I just didn't feel like they were really finding ways to get him more involved and make him a bigger piece of that offense.
Yeah, and then we could even add in somebody like DeAndre Swift. If the running game and even the running backs catching passes is as imperative as it seems like it is to a Ben Johnson offense, then you got to think about that. But we kind of talked about that already. I'll tell you another guy, too, that has been very, I like to use the word present at this time of the year because nothing is really that organized during these practices. You could see all sorts of different combinations and guys catching footballs that you're not regularly going to see catching all of the footballs. There's always those guys, like bodies that are out there. But Olamide Zaccheaus with the Chicago Bears this year, one of the receivers that they signed in this offseason, has been very present out there. And I wonder, too, like, where he fits. I mean, this is a veteran who you can plug and play right away, 45 catches for 506 yards last year. And, you know, who's competing with whom, too? Like, is Luther Burden competing with time with Zaccheaus? Is it Rome Odunze that he's competing with? So, and Ben Johnson is going to tell us that, hey, everybody's getting the football, which is great. Like, in theory, I think that's great, and I would love to see it be that good, but there's going to be you're going to see guys separate themselves. There still has to be that guy who is the go-to guy. I know that that's DJ Moore, but beyond that, it gets very interesting and a little bit fuzzy.
You know who we haven't mentioned in this conversation?
Can I guess?
Who's going to have the second most targets next year?
Cole Kmet?
Yeah. I mean, are we all resigned to the fact that he's now a blocking tight end?
Isn't that wild?
'Cause that's a lot of money for a blocking tight end.
It's kind of an emotional moment, too, because it's always felt like he's the young guy from Chicago. Like, oh, it's Cole Kmet. He's a native son and all of that. And, like, every year has been about, like, he's got a little better this year.
This is the breakout.
This is the
breakout.
Exactly.
Here it comes. Here's the Kmet breakout.
That's hilarious. We do that every offseason.
And it hasn't happened.
Like two years ago, we don't even
mention it.
Yeah. It started to happen 2 years ago because, like, I don't have the numbers up, but, like, he had 700-plus yards, I think, 2 years ago. And then last year it was like, where are you? What's going on? Like, nobody – and some of that's Caleb for literally not targeting him in a handful of games throughout this year. But that's such a great point. Like, is he just – like, he has been – there's a little bit of a backseat now with Cole Kmet.
Yeah. If we're having this conversation a year ago, Grody, we're going, well, DJ Moore is going to get the most targets, then it's probably Cole Kmet. You know what I mean? Oh, or maybe the rookie, Roma Dunze. We went through five or six names.
Yeah.
Before I even brought up Cole Kmet's name.
I said Olamide Zaccheaus before I said.
Yeah. When you said, you know who's a guy that we haven't talked about, yeah. I thought you were about to say Cole Kmet.
You know, I was trying to get cute. I was going B-side. I'm the guy that covers the Bears. I got to come at you with an Olamide Zaccheaus.
A deep cut. He's got a deep cut.
Exactly,
it's
man.
It's off the B-side. Yeah.
Exactly. Not only am I going to come at you with a B-side guy, it's going to be a difficult name to pronounce. So I'm going to intimidate you, too, with my skills of pronunciation. Olamide Zaccheaus. But, yeah, no, I think it's very interesting. I mean, I'm going to enjoy a little Bears breather right now in terms of the coverage.
As you should.
But, I'm looking forward to get a glimpse of what they do in training camp this year.
You get a little itchy for Bears.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? The itch continues right now because when we return, there was a Bear on the air today. A Bear on the air. His name is Ruben Hippolyte, and Ruben Hippolyte was on the Mully and Haw show, and he said some interesting things which we would like to share with you next. I'm Mark Rohde. He is Rami Makhlouf. We are live at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lyndhurst. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your existing Circa Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500. And take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. And for crying out loud, come on in here and hang out with us at 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. We are Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Score. In the fourth, we were able to draft Ruben Hippolyte, someone we were excited about. Guy that is extremely smart, tough, and one thing talking with DA is we want to continue to add our team speed, and he can fly. He's a low 4.4 player that's very active, but again, we like the combination of the speed and the intelligence.
Welcome back out to the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. Robbie Maklouf and Mark Rohde here. Wow.
You're right there?
Just eating some pizza at the exact wrong time. Of course, it went down the wrong pipe. It's delicious, but you see me over here trying to rally.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were going to be able to bring us out of the break.
You had the look of,
I was ready.
May I help? Can I please help you?
I've gotten in and out of a few commercial breaks.
Oh, yeah.
I could have done it.
Oh, no, you'd be the perfect person. I was like thinking, am I going to have to, like, here? I mean,
just point to me, Grody. I'm right here. Point to me.
I think I'm good.
Okay,
I think I'm okay. You think I'd learn by now at this point in my career.
Saw you taking some hacks over there, too, during the break.
Oh, yeah, man.
You got pizza, golf.
Yeah, Mark, dude. I thought you might have pulled a muscle taking a swing in there.
Actually, and I had an audience over there, I took a pretty good shot.
Yeah?
I am not going to lie to you. Very festive out here.
Good time.
But yeah, man. No, I did take a shot. Got a little bit of pizza in us out here at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar on East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app or fund your text or your existing Circa Sports Illinois app and receive an on-site match incentive of up to $500 and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. It is all going down. Ruben Hippolyte is a linebacker for the Chicago Bears, Rami. He was a fourth-round pick for the Bears this year. He is very fast. Some people have questioned the pick, though, including Eric Moody of ESPN wrote that the pick was, quote, shocking and, quote, a major reach. Here's how Ruben Hippolyte responded to that on The Score on the Mully and Haw Show today.
I'm self-motivated. Obviously, you know, things don't always go how I wanted to go, but it's not all about that at the end of the day. It's all about God's plan, and, you know, it's my job to execute that and to just follow the plan. Yes, I have a chip on my shoulder. I've always had a chip on my shoulder, but it hasn't come from, you know, any negative influences. And by negative, I mean just, you know, doubts and hate and stuff like that. It's always been, you know, self-motor, self-starter. Just, you know, me wanting to get better each and every day. You know, me having a high standard for my ability and for my preparation. And just me wanting to be the best player to play this position. You know, come 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years down the road. So, that's where the chip and the you know, quote unquote motivation comes from. But I mean, honestly, I'm self-motivated. I show up to work every day wanting to get better. And I don't need, you know, bulletin board material or any, you know, pep talk from anybody. I'm really, you know, self-motivated and deeply rooted in my faith, and that's what carries me.
That is Ruben Hippolyte of the Chicago Bears, the fourth-round rookie on The Score this morning on the Mully and Haw Show. I mean, I don't know. He's a fourth-round pick. I know that some people expect, like, big things out of a fourth-round pick, but I think they're kind of hit or miss. And the Bears have had some success specifically with the linebacker position, whether down in the draft or undrafted, in the case of Jack Sanborn, who's obviously no longer with the Bears. So, but we know, like, Jack Sanborn was a legit NFL player for a while. Nick Kwiatkowski was here, a former – was he a fourth-rounder? Was he a little bit higher? But Kwiatkowski was here. He ended up getting a contract with Vegas. So they've had some success in that spot with these linebackers. I don't know if it would be the worst thing in the world if Ruben Hippolyte was to be just a really good special teams player and a depth piece at linebacker.
Yeah, and as you said, Eric Moody of ESPN called it shocking and a major reach. I was doing the day three draft show with Ant Heron, who was your co-host on this very show for the last couple of days. And he when they made that pick, Ant had a stronger opinion than I thought either of us would have on a day three, fourth round pick. Quite honestly.
Yeah, it's like, you know, whoa, man.
Yeah,
take it easy.
He was he didn't go, I don't think, as far as Eric Moody, who called it shocking and a major reach, but he had some real questions
about
that pick.
We're talking about hate earlier.
Yeah,
he is filled with dark hate. That is what he is filled with.
Yes. And so at that point, I was like, man, is this. Is this that bad of a pick? Can it be that bad of a pick in the fourth round? Because I kind of look at it like you do, Grody, which is it's a fourth round pick. If he's obviously very fast, a sure tackler, from what I understand. Those are tools.
Great leader.
Those are tools to be had for a very good special teamer. To me, that's what more times than not. That's what you're getting from a fourth-round pick or later is a guy who's going to help on special teams and provide some depth.
And if
he does more than that, great. You know what I mean? Could you have gotten him in the fifth or sixth round? Or some people even say you might have gotten him undrafted. I've heard that about Ruben Hippolyte. I don't know. Maybe. Probably. But am I going to kill the Bears or get hung up on a fourth-round pick? I don't think so. You're almost never going to find, you know, building blocks of a great football team in the fourth round and later. That's not where you're getting your best players.
You're right, and it's great when you do. And we can all go back and look at times where fourth-rounders with the Bears or the NFL have hit. It happens a decent amount. But, like, it's not going to be some sort of shock if it doesn't. I mean, look at that, like, with that whole the whole back end of the draft, starting with Ruben Hippolyte, and then you've got Zay Frazier. That's, you know, the 6'3 cornerback, like big guy that we'll all be watching, and hopefully he will be a real player with the Bears. Luke Newman, the sixth round pick, the offensive lineman who's going to probably back up on the interior, and then everybody's guy, Kyle Manungai, as well. But I just, the Hippolyte stuff is interesting. You know, the Bears had this thing where they just really stuck to their board almost stubbornly. But in some cases, I get it. I'm really just more interested, too, obviously, in what they eventually do with Luther Burden, as we talked about earlier. And then Ozzie Trapillo as well, who, man, I tell you what, I, of course, him being the starting left tackle would be beautiful. It would be ideal. It would be perfect considering where he is in his career and all of that. I just can't help but thinking that Braxton Jones will be it, assuming he's healthy. And I don't have an update on him right away it's going to be Braxton Jones, just because I don't know if it's realistic to say Trapillo, who played right tackle mostly in college, can come in and at this level, step in on day one in this year for the Bears.
I think it's Braxton Jones' job to lose, but I wouldn't be shocked if he did indeed lose it in training camp to one of those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, not out of the question. I just think it might take a few games into the season before something like that occurs. We are live at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar here on the Score, 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst, and one of the people with a front row VIP seat right now, one of our fine audience members, is none other than Bill Wennington. There he is, Bill Wennington. Are you good? Are you good? Are you ready for us? He's in the green room, I suppose you could say. He was bellied up at the bar for a while. I saw him over there at the hole-in-one contest for Circa. And Bill Wennington, the Bulls champion and Bulls broadcaster on the Score, will join us next here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.